Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you this. I'm totally against it. For religious reasons, for social reasons, a lot of reasons, okay? And I don't care what you say or the world say, okay?
Right.
And I'm not going to have you to tell me that it's okay to see two men on TV kissing.
There's a talk radio caller who's pretty angry about the coverage being given to Michael Sam, the first openly gay man drafted into the National Football League. The draft and Mr. Sam and what's going on in the world of sports talk radio happens to come in at number 10 this week on our talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. This is the TRCS for the week ending Friday the 16th of May. Hopefully in the next hour cover things that you think are important. It happens that the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com think after reviewing stations, hosts, programs around the country that are doing news talk radio, this is their opinion of what is going on conversationally all across our country. So we're going to count from number 10 to number 1, and as I said, sports talk radio in general, number 10.
Number 9.
The search for Casey Kasem seems rather bizarre in a number of different ways. So let's get the take from talk host David Bose, along with Rachel Bell. They talked about Casey being found, seems to be alive, and on an Indian reservation up in Washington State.
The great mystery.
Do we know? Where are you?
At least Casey Kasem, where are you, has been solved. Casey Kasem, famed radio legend, host of American Top 40, Casey Kasem's Top 40, and voice of Shaggy and Scooby-Doo, amongst many other cartoon characters, was found right here in Washington State. Now, they haven't released exactly where he was found, but it was suspected that he was here on one of the Indian reservations, and it looks like he was found on a reservation in Washington State. They haven't said which one yet.
You're listening to a countdown of the most popular songs in America. My name's Casey Kasem, and the countdown rolls on.
You like to think that some witness on the reservation called in and just called into a Top 40 show and just said, hey, this song's going out to a new guy, just moved in next door. He looks to be a little ill, and I know his family's looking for him, so I just want to send this out there and wish him well. But good news for the family, the kids that have found their father, and he struggles with speech now, and they'll be reunited.
I'm very curious as to which reservation and why.
Me too.
Why he was sent there.
According to some sources, they say that they wanted to move Kasem to this reservation and then out of the country somehow. But luckily the kids found out about it.
Like, must be to Canada? Because it's on the way?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Weird. It is weird. It's just bizarre. Plus, it's just so sad. You think, okay, when you've got a debilitating disease, of course, when there's a stepmom involved and the kids are fighting, obviously he loved at least his wife at some point. Or it's just a sad thing. You got to find some way so that everybody can be together, so that that person can be surrounded by the people they love when they're dying. Otherwise, you're just being a selfish, awful human being.
Number 8.
Wow. Do I wish I had time to talk about that? No, not number 8, but number 9, and what those two characters said about Casey Kasem. I don't think that was the... Well, anyway, let's move on. Yes, number 8 would be next on our countdown. The aggression exhibited by the Rushkies and Pukin Putin. Here our host, Kevin Meeks, along with Karen Henderson, talking to correspondent Jessica Holliher, who happens to be in Ukraine. They discuss the latest on Russia's use of terrorists and the military buildup that stayed along the Ukrainian border.
Remember, just a few days ago, Russia had tanks poised along the border, then withdrew them. And now the defense minister of Ukraine is saying, well, now they're using terrorists and saboteurs to do the dirty work inside the borders of Ukraine. Jessica, what's going on over there?
Russian President Vladimir Putin had made a surprise announcement last Wednesday. He said that Russia had withdrawn some 40,000 troops from its border with Ukraine and that they were back at their positions doing quote-unquote regular exercises. NATO and the Pentagon have seen no troop movement along the border. And yesterday, Ukraine unfortunately saw its biggest day of soldier deaths. There was a military convoy just outside Kramatorsk, a small village, and it was attacked by about 30 pro-Russian insurgents. They used rocket launchers and heavy weaponry. Six soldiers died. Eight were wounded, one of them seriously. Pro-Russian insurgents here in the region where I am, in Donetsk and also in nearby Luhansk, on Sunday held a referendum on whether to secede from Ukraine. They say that that overwhelmingly passed. Of course, the West and Ukraine say that the vote was illegal and a sham. Now where I am, and also in the region next to me, they plan on holding yet another referendum on whether to join Russia. This as today, Kiev agreed to start roundtable talks with regional leaders, not here where I am, but leaders across Ukraine to try to resolve the crisis. The problem is leaders in Kiev don't want to talk to pro-Russian separatists, and pro-Russian separatists don't want to talk to Kiev. So how do you resolve the problem?
Jessica, I mean, you're there. What do people on the street say? How are they feeling about all this going on?
It's a mixed bag, definitely. I talked to one gentleman who really was just very upset. He said, you know, I'm for a unified Ukraine. This is ridiculous. We're all human beings here. Other people say that they don't have any faith in the government in Kiev, that they're quote-unquote fascist, and they don't feel safe, and they're glad that the region seceded. One of the things that I think is important to note is that rebel leaders here in Donetsk and also next door in Luhansk say that they are not going to allow residents to vote in the upcoming presidential election across Ukraine on May 25th. And some people are really mad about this. You know, they say, how are they going to vote? Are they going to be able to go to a different region? Do they have to register? There's confusion on whether this is even feasible. So a lot of frustration, a lot of anger. But at the end of the day, if you talk to pretty much anyone here, at least in my experience and my reporting, they all just sort of shake their head and say, you know, whether they are for the government in Kiev or against it, the rebels are here and they're in control.
I'm taken back, as an aside, as this program is focused on what's going on in News Talk Radio, to the quality, caliber, and sound of some of the people that claim to be reporters and journalists and news people. Is it me or did that woman, or girl, who's just on sound like she was in high school? It's just, okay. Mondo Bizarro. You're listening. We're not focused on that. We're focused on what's going on the top hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen at 14 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CD doesn't specially market displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts, responsibly.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com.
Number seven.
Number seven is a focus on the countdown aimed at Timothy Geithner's memoirs. Who knew or who cared what Timothy Geithner had to say about his life and career, but apparently some people do. Here's host Richard Dixon to prove that, talking to Jeffrey Lord from the American Spectator about what's revealed in the former Treasury Secretary's memoir.
Timothy Geithner's got this new memoir out, and you've written a piece, not so much on that, but on one of the main points that is mentioned in it, which is that he was told, essentially, by the Obama administration or somebody in the White House, hey, we need you to lie on this issue. And you kind of point out that that seems to be a fairly common thing with this White House.
Yeah, we've had incident after incident. This whole situation with Benghazi and the Benghazi, the now House Select Committee, was kicked into gear, excuse me, because Speaker Boehner originally had opposed doing it. But when this explanation came forth that there was a memo that had been withheld from Congress by this White House aide named Ben Rhodes that basically was suggesting that Susan Rice go on television and mislead people. Then we find out here about Tim Geithner. I went back and took a look. There was another incident early on in the administration where a woman named Linda Douglas, whom some of your audience may remember, she was an ABC correspondent who went into the White House to work on communications for the health reform effort. And she put out a series of videos trying to say that Obama, this is in 2009, really didn't say, well, you know, if you want your doctor, you can keep it, that he meant that. When, of course, there were videos that had come to light before he was president saying that, well, this would take a while, but he wanted universal health care. What this is what I call a pattern of deception. And, you know, you can get in serious trouble over time with this. I hate to admit this, but I'm old enough to remember both LBJ and Richard Nixon, one from each party, and they both got into real trouble when the perception got around that they didn't tell the truth, that Lyndon Johnson was said to be having the term, which was very big in the day, had a quote-unquote credibility gap, because he had this tendency to lie about everything and anything from, you know, his great-grandfather supposedly fought at the Alamo, which was not true, all the way to what was going on in Vietnam and invading the Dominican Republic and all this kind of thing. And, of course, Richard Nixon famously had the nickname of Tricky Dick. And neither of those presidencies ended happily. President Johnson, who was elected for the first time in a landslide following JFK's death, had to withdraw 4 years later. He was so unpopular. And we all know, of course, that Richard Nixon had to resign. So when the image gets about that you simply can't rely on the truth, and I would fold in here the things like the IRS scandal, you've got a real problem on your hands.
Aren't you so tired of all the BS coming from the people in political life, the political circles? We'll continue with our countdown in a matter of moments.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. Number six this week is a focus on the continuing controversy, one of the many continuing controversies in Washington. This one focused on Benghazi. Now we have Tacos Dick Morris, who used to be pals with the Clintons and was a very important part of the Clinton administration, does a radio program now in Philadelphia. Here he's talking to the Inquirer's Trudy Rubin. Ms. Rubin says the Benghazi hearings are a big, big, big waste of time.
Tell us the thesis of your tone.
My thesis is basically that there was nothing new in this email, that innumerable hearings, investigations, documents, briefings have failed to turn up any evidence whatsoever of what seems to be the central thesis of all these efforts, which is that somehow the administration deliberately stood down a rescue mission or finagled, and as a result, these people died. And I think the key of the politicization and the evidence of how it's being played by the Republican Party, unfortunately, because it's a disservice to the dead, is when Congressman Daryl Issa, who chaired previous Benghazi committees, claims that Secretary of State Clinton told Defense Secretary Leon Panetta to stand down, which is totally untrue, or when the Republican National Campaign Committee mounts a big donor drive based on Benghazi watchdogs and brags that the House Republicans will make sure that no one gets away from Gowdy, meaning South Carolina Representative Trey Gowdy, who will chair this new select committee. So I think it's doing a disservice to the dead.
All right. So the Benghazi study, if that's what you want to call it, the continuing focus on this, one of the many controversies that bring most Americans around to thinking that with Benghazi, the IRS, the electronic surveillance program, these and other serious matters focus in on how bad, how corrupt, how unbelievably messed up our government is. Matter of fact, there's a poll released this week finding 37% of voters in this country say yes when asked, would you say you generally trust the federal government? On the other hand, 6 in 10 say they don't trust the government at all. And that's down a touch from, I think it was 62% last year about this time. One thing that's sure to erode trust is scandal. 78% voters consider the administration's handling of the attacks on the consulate in Benghazi a serious matter. 52% say it's a very serious matter. 53% see government surveillance of everyday Americans as a very serious matter. And 44% of you feel that way about the IRS, especially when it comes to targeting conservative groups. But there are other problems. For example, what's going on with the VA, Veterans Administration, the secretary being grilled this past week, and how ridiculous some of his statements have been, and how, more importantly, veterans have died because of the bad conditions, the bad relations, the lack of trust that we have for this is one of the big government boondoggles. What do we do with the soldiers, people who put on a uniform, dedicated themselves to doing what we ask them to do, whether it's a ridiculous assignment or not? We still are asking people to put themselves in harm's way, and they do it. They do it because that's what they signed up to do. But part of what they signed up to do was when they were done with their service, they would, if they had problems, be taken care of. That's what the VA is all about. And yet, time after time after time after time, when this guy who runs the VA is questioned, he gives the biggest load of swirl that there is. So that's the kind of stuff that reflects badly on an administration, whether it was this one or George Bush, is still a factor in people's thinking. Coming back, we are in a few moments with number five through number one on the countdown.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Top Radio Coast to Coast.
Number 5. This is Doug Steffen. I'm privileged every week to be able to bring you the countdown, the overview of the top hits, the charts, courtesy of the investigative work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. It's always an interesting list. It puts things into perspective in terms of what we as a country are talking about. And yes, at number 5 this week, the continuing focus on Donald Sterling, his CNN interview, and now the latest situation, which apparently has him suggesting that he's not going to pay the NBA fine. The league has barred him, and he says, I don't care. Well, let's listen to a couple of hosts, Mitch Albom and Ken Brown, talking about the ridiculous things that Sterling said during the much-hyped exclusive interview he gave to Anderson Cooper on CNN.
In case you did not watch the hour-long Anderson Cooper CNN, stay right there. Coming up, Donald Sterling's amazing comments on Magic Johnson. Stay where you are. Coming up, we'll hear more about who Donald Sterling blames. But first, Spike Lee.
Are you saying they stretched it out? Is that what you're trying to say, Rich?
Honestly, there's taffy that hasn't been pulled that far.
You said they stretched a whole hour out of it, Rich? I think actual Donald Sterling was like 8 minutes, wasn't it? I mean,
well, plus they had, look, I got to say this. This guy is a blooming idiot. On multiple levels, he's a blooming idiot. He's not just a blooming idiot because clearly he doesn't understand what being a racist is. He doesn't understand that just because from the generation you came from, everybody used to talk like that or think like that, that therefore it's in your DNA and you can't be called a racist. Times change. Definitions change. But the guy's a blooming idiot because if he harbors thoughts about Magic Johnson somehow being the devil incarnate, and being a terrible role model because he had AIDS, do you really want to talk to an openly gay reporter on CNN, yes, the most liberal of all three networks, and a guy who takes up causes like this is the guy you choose?
I don't
with
think
no lawyer present, with nobody else with him, No handlers, no anything. He walks in and spends an hour, and he said at one point to Anderson Cooper, I'm still deciding if I like you or not.
Right.
I think he probably made his mind up after he watched it. And he's probably sitting there scratching his head going, I thought it went really well. Why do I come off like such a jerk?
I thought I was contrite.
It was like watching a scene.
I couldn't turn away.
Man. Really?
I could not turn away. I was going
to turn away. And you were in disbelief, probably.
Right. I couldn't turn away, though. I could not turn away.
It went from abhorrent to just sad. It just went to, I mean, anyone who's, look, compassion is not a bad thing to have, even to the worst of people, because compassion speaks for yourself, not for them. And you're not condoning them by having any compassion. The guy is a blooming idiot with a history of bad behavior towards minorities and just as shameful. I mean, you're going to go on and you're going to rip Magic Johnson for sleeping with a lot of women when what got you in trouble was trying to get into the pants of someone who was 51 years younger than you? Really? What kind of moral ground are you standing on there?
Number four.
That was a pretty good conversation. Mitch Allen is a good host in Detroit. I'm Doug Steffen, 22 minutes before the hour. Number four this week on our talk radio review is a focus on the primary races coming up this fall electorally, and that always seems to lend itself to a discussion of who's going to run in 2016. Well, anyway, let's start with host Ray Dunaway talking to journalism professor Richard Hanley about how Google may be influencing the way you'll vote this November.
I didn't know I was being manipulated, but I may be.
We're being manipulated all the time by all sorts of things.
Well, you know, and this is the odd thing, because I think a lot of people, as you know, particularly from talking to your students, more and more of these people don't go, like, with the hard copy newspaper. They're online looking for stuff. And so you do a search, and you think that gives you a degree of independence, but it doesn't necessarily. For example, you do a Google search, and you don't quite know what may pop up. You may be not knowingly, but you may be manipulated there by the stories that show up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can be manipulated by advertising, by Google search results. I mean, the issue with Google is that most people just go to the first page and take what's on the first page of those search results as the whole universe of information regarding that subject.
So this is actually a study that was done in India, all right? This was not necessarily the United States, but it probably would apply here. So what exactly happened, Rich?
Well, Dr. Robert Epstein, and there's a backstory to this. He's feuding with Google, and that's what animated his motivation to do this research. He found that by using a fake search engine, that the results manipulate voters' opinions of various candidates. So it really showed that in the digital realm, it's possible through some clever techniques of regarding a search engine to skew the election. So it's good research, it's solid research, and one that bears watching in the future. And this is why I guess it's important that we trust but verify information we find online, whether it's from Google or any other provider.
You know, I think one point you just mentioned in passing, but I think it's important, and that is the whole idea that you only go about one page deep. I mean, I do this. I catch myself doing it all the time. And so you may find a totally contrary take on things if you go to page two or page three, but you're looking at the headline, and they're going, okay, I'll try this story, and there you are. And so you've been manipulated. You don't even know it.
No, that's right. I mean, the technology itself serves as a giant manipulating instrument, because our attention span is so rapid that we see the search first page. We say, that's all the world there is. There's nothing more in the world other than that first page of Google results. But as you say, Ray, if you hit next, there's a whole different array of information, which in many cases is contrary and also reflects the minority view, because the first page under Google reflects, among 199 other factors in the algorithm, how many pages are linked to that other page. So the more popular, the more higher it'll show in the results. And that actually works against or militates against a minority viewpoint on a given topic. So it's very important to go beyond that first page, but most people don't.
Number three.
Number three this week on our countdown, the overview of the hot hits in talk radio is more of a focus on politics and the imminent 2016 discussion and debate, which will go on ad nauseum. One of the unique characteristics of politics in our country, because nobody else in the world runs their political machine the way we do, and that's perhaps partially because of the news media cycles of news that we have. It just isn't the same elsewhere. As is discussed by host Kerry Dozier along with Rob Hunter, they talk about Karl Rove's recent comments regarding Mrs. Clinton's health, including the possibility that she may have brain damage.
Karl Rove, on Monday night, this was published in the New York Post, was at a conference outside Los Angeles and declared that Hillary Clinton has brain damage, quote, brain
what?
Damage, and that if she runs for president in 2016, voters must be told what happened because she suffered that fall back in December of 2012. Karl Rove. Okay, this is his job, to throw verbal bombs, and he's very, very good at it.
Totally.
He's already backpedaling. Here's Karl Rove on his comments about Hillary Clinton having brain damage.
I didn't say she had brain damage. She had a serious health episode. This will be an issue in the 2016 race, whether she likes it or not. Every presidential candidate is asked for all of their health records by the New York Times. They turn them over to and vice presidential candidates. They turn them over to a battery of doctors, and they examine them in detail.
Who is the current publisher of the New York Times, you ask? Not Karl Rove. That's who that is. So why Karl Rove? Well, because he's throwing bombs and because he wants you to think that, all right, you're not fond of Hillary Clinton and how the State Department handled Benghazi. By the way, I think that is a fair assessment. I'm not
Absolutely.
A fan, right? Mm-hmm. Yet when you throw the term brain damage out, you might as well color her for the rest of her life. You might as well just say she's physically unfit to be president, which there's actually no proof of that. But the fact that Karl Rove is anointing himself as the guy who's taking the medical records of presidential candidates who have declared their candidacy is pretty absurd in, let's see, where are we, May of 2014.
Right. Well, you know, and I think the health thing is an important issue. I had totally forgotten about the concussion. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about it in terms of it, because Hillary has been out and about and in public since then, been giving speeches. He dodged a shoe in Vegas a couple of months back. So it seemed like to me that it didn't even affect her. And I remember now.
Yeah, her reflexes are cat-like again.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, but the fact that she's been lucid, she's been fine, she hasn't stumbled or anything like that. Yeah, exactly. And she's giving speeches. And here's the thing that I know about politicians. Politicians never get in situations that they'll look bad on purpose. So if Hillary Clinton really had a concussion problem, and I have a little bit of experience with brain injuries, and having seen my friend and former employee here at Dowler & Carlo go through a severe one and see how it changes people, Daryl couldn't get on stage after his car accident that he got into because of his injury and answer questions. Mm-hmm. Hillary's up there answering questions that she doesn't necessarily know the question that's coming in and answering them.
She's fine.
She's totally fine.
She's fine.
She is fine. It's just, it is kind of a silly thing. And Karl Rove does a pretty good job from time to time of making himself look and sound pretty foolish. Talk Radio Countdown Show, moving to number two, the issue that has people buzzing almost as much as number one. That's kind of a silly statement that I just made, but I thought I'd make it anyway, he said smilingly. 16 before the hour.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Gentlemen,
Imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Number two,
the continuing discussion of climate change, global warming, all of that good stuff. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, I talked to James M. Taylor from the Heartland Institute about what he thinks this past winter shows us about climate change and global warming.
What this winter shows is that despite all the gloom and doom predictions about global warming turning the Earth into an oven, the fact of the matter is we've had less than 1 degree Celsius of warming during the past century. And what it means is that when you have, due to a variety of natural factors, a cold winter, it's still going to be a very cold winter. In fact, it can be the coldest winter on record, despite the modest warming we've had. It just shows that the global warming we've had is very modest and is not nearly what the alarmists tell us it will be.
Well, wasn't it always the case, if you studied the science, that global warming didn't really mean that the planet was warming? It was just changing. Things became warmer. For example, if you look at what's going on in Greenland, according to some of the science I've read, it's because of the warming South Pacific and the impact that that has on the jet stream, and the air getting up there is 0.4 of a point higher than it was 10 years ago, that sort of thing. Does the word global warming get misused or misunderstood because it doesn't really mean that the planet is warming at all? It's just changing.
We're getting a little bit of warming, and we're adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, and that is going to give us a little bit of warming. Often what happens is folks then want to say that anything that happens regarding our weather patterns must be caused by this global warming, and that's just silly. You know, the planet's climate has always been changing. It changes on a year-to-year basis. It changes over decades at a time, and that's always going to be the case. And the effect's not going to be uniformly felt, and you're really not even going to notice the results. The only way that we're really going to notice the results is through scientific instruments measuring the Earth's temperature, and we're not going to see much on a day-to-day basis.
One of the things that has come out in these discussions is what happened over the course of the 4.5 billion years the planet's been in existence, the drilling into the core, the taking samples, trying to figure out what the weather was 18,000 years ago, 24,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, 400,000 years ago, whatever the question is about what's really going on has to go back that far, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's a very important point, because when we hear about the past decade or the past 2 decades being the hottest on record, when global warming activists use the term on record, what they're referring to is basically the past 100 years.
Right.
And they're comparing our temperatures to the Little Ice Age. The Little Ice Age lasted from about 1300 to about 1850 or 1900 AD. And that was the coldest we've been in the last 10,000 years. Yeah. But when we compare our current temperatures to the temperatures that predominated over the past 10,000 years, we see that right now we're actually quite colder than that long-term average. We're not in some type of unprecedented territory where it's never been this hot. No, quite the opposite. We're actually colder than average when we look at the proper context.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And that brings
number
us...
Number one.
Yes, to number one this week. The Boko Haram kidnappings. Pretty much everybody's disgusted and horrified when they dig into some of the details of this. Let's see how it's handled by Talko's Jeff Tyson. Here he talks to correspondent Kimberly Adams about the involvement that we have as a country in the search for these kidnapped Nigerian girls.
The latest on Nigeria and these girls, apparently now they've got some U.S. planes over there trying to do some surveillance, and the girls have been seen on a video and chanting Allah, Allah. What the heck is going on?
Right. So first of all, the planes flying overhead from the United States, that's what the Nigerian and U.S. officials are saying, is that not only is the United States helping in terms of providing military and intelligence experts to look for these girls and help track them down on the ground, but the United States government is also reportedly supplying manned aircraft from the skies to the girls, as well as satellite imagery. And then you reference those unfortunate images we saw in that video that is allegedly released by Boko Haram the important thing to keep in mind is, although there are plenty of Muslims living in Nigeria, the families of these girls say that most of them were Christian. So to see all of these girls dressed in conservative Islamic garb and reciting the traditional prayers of Muslims is making a lot of people think that Boko Haram is forcing them to say that they converted. And Boko Haram being, of course, a really radical Islamist terrorist group, they have been very adamant that girls should not be receiving education and that they need to all be Muslims. And so it's a very sad video to watch. The girls look pretty scared.
Yeah, there were over 300 girls taken originally, and I guess, what, 50-some escaped. And one of the girls said it was so horrific that she could barely even talk about her ordeal. These girls are in severe, extreme danger here, aren't they?
Yes, I mean, Boko Haram is a very violent group. The leader of this group, who is also on that video, actually has a bounty on his head from the U.S. government of several million dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And Boko Haram has been just wreaking havoc in Nigeria and the surrounding countries lately, killing probably at least about 1,500 people, lots of other kidnappings as well, and really targeting schools that will teach girls because they are against education for women. But then you also have to think about these families. I mean, there are reports that, you know, some of the family members have already identified their daughters in these videos, and some of the family members tried to go after them, but, you know, they're up against these well-armed militants, and there's not much that they can do.
All right. So let's take another twist on this, this time at the hands of host Greg Knapp, who talks to Senator John McCain. He talks about McCain's recent comments urging military involvement by us in the situation there in Nigeria.
John McCain really likes to use our military and is somebody who I think is way too ready to use our military. And I think he believes he has the right to always call for our military to intervene because he served in the Navy for a long time and spent a ton of time in the Hanoi Hilton. And listen, I am very grateful for John McCain's service. I do believe he's a hero. I do believe spending that time in Vietnam as a prisoner of war gives him a pass on a lot of things. But that doesn't mean that he is always right when it comes to how to use the military. You know, there's a reason the Founding Fathers wanted a civilian to be the commander-in-chief. And he's out there trying to say it's time for us to go into Nigeria. He says the United States should send in special forces to rescue the kidnapped girls. And he doesn't even care if the Nigerian government says we have the permission to come in or not. Quote, if we knew where they were, I certainly would send in U.S. troops to rescue them. In a New York minute, I would, without permission of the host country. That's him talking to the Daily Beast. I wouldn't be waiting for some kind of permission from some guy named Good Luck Jonathan. That happens to be the president of Nigeria. So what? And Senator McCain, it's their country. Why shouldn't they have the right to say whether American armed forces land there or not? Well, no. I mean, they're not doing anything to us. They're not doing any kind of act of war. Now, I'm not a big fan. It doesn't look like Good Luck Jonathan is doing very much to try to get these girls back. Looks like he pretty much ignored it until the international community put pressure on him. I mean, Nigeria has an army. They have police departments. And yet they've done virtually nothing to help these girls. And that's horrible. And I hope all these girls make it home. But you think you have the right to just go in there with special forces to do whatever you want to do because you're in the right? And it's up to us to do this everywhere?
Let's recap the Boko Haram kidnappings, most talked about item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go to number 10 and go through the list. The NFL Draft, Sports Talk Radio at 10. Casey Kasem Search, number 9. Russian Military Aggression, number 8. Timothy Geithner's Memoirs, number 7. Benghazi, 6. Donald Sterling, number 5. Elections, midterm elections, number 4. Presidential Race, number 3. Number 2 is Climate Change. And the kidnappings are number 1 here on it.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.